This is Mark Bennett with Decision Resources. My mission is to help leaders build healthy organizations through wise decisions and creative collaboration. This talk is one in a series that describes practices to develop and sustain organizational health. For more information, go to www.decisionres.com. Leadership and integrity, the healthy heart of the organization. An organization that never had a non-white employee was sued for racial discrimination and ordered to hire three African-American men who had been rejected as applicants. Although now employed with a fair salary, the collective hostility of the existing employees toward the three men resulted in the silent treatment to shun them. Except for minimal communication necessary to do their jobs, no one would speak to them, help them, or acknowledge their presence. No one would sit within 10 feet of them in the company cafeteria. No formal leader of the organization, president, department director, team leader, or union president did anything to address the issue. After about a week of this treatment, John, a well-respected white employee without any formal title or authority, stopped at the cafeteria table where the three men sat, separated from everyone. He asked them if he could join them. They accepted, and he returned the next day to join them again. On the third day, he invited a friend to come meet the new guys. You'll like them. On the fourth day, he asked two other friends to come meet the new guys. You'll like them. These simple acts sent a powerful message about how the organization's culture needed to change and how people should be treated. While all the formal leaders were missing in action, John quietly led his organization away from racial discrimination into a more inclusive workplace. There is an immediate tendency to reserve the word leader as a job description limited to individuals whose names appear in a box on an organizational chart, from the president or executive director to the team leader. This is a serious mistake. There are leaders who carry formal authority and titles, and then there are those who lead. I've encountered more than a few organizations where the people with the titles were unable or unwilling to lead. I've also worked with people like John in the middle or lower ranks of organizations who deeply understand the organization's mission and guiding values, quietly leading by example every day as they do their work and interact with others. Leadership integrity at all levels is crucial to build and sustain a healthy organization. For the past 15 years, I've asked the same question at the beginning of my seminars. Think of a leader you know who has integrity. What does integrity look like in a leader? The answers I received from participants in many countries who work in government agencies, nonprofits, and corporations are remarkably similar and confirm three qualities that demonstrate leadership integrity to others. First, the character of the person. The foundation of integrity is moral character. Leaders are honest. They always strive to do the right thing aligned with their principles. They keep their word and their commitments. Second, consideration of others. Real leaders communicate integrity by the quality of their treatment of others. Leaders are not self-centered. They do not put themselves above and before others. Rather, they show positive regard for others' dignity by always treating them respectfully. They listen carefully to others and sincerely consider their needs and concerns. Third, a constant, authentic presence. Leadership integrity requires a consistent and reliable set of behaviors so others know they can count on you. An erratic temperament and unpredictability make a leader untrustworthy. Without trust, leadership is compromised. Unlike the example above, integrity requires the courage to face difficulties directly. Leaders do not go missing in action. Employees know a leader has their backs. Also, a leader does not wear a mask. She shows the same sincere face to everyone, in public and in private, regardless of their status. Centuries ago, the mathematician Archimedes said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I will move the world." Leadership is always about moving the organization forward to fulfill the mission. Significant forward movement requires effort and leverage. Moral character is the fulcrum where the leader stands on her principles in all decisions and actions. When a leader strongly connects with others through considerate, respectful listening and a constant, authentic presence, he lengthens the lever available to move the mission. John moved his organization onto a better path by quietly standing up for strong principles, giving others respectful consideration, treating them well, and acting authentically and consistently. We all belong to various organizations, our work, church, family, neighborhood association, or a nonprofit where we volunteer. The quality of our lives is deeply affected by the health of these organizations. Leadership integrity matters from the smallest team to the executive level of a large organization. Remember, there are leaders, and then there are those who lead. Now that you've listened to my talk, I invite you to explore the rest of the series that addresses the dimensions of building healthy organizations. If you're interested in the ongoing work of Decision Resources, go to www.decisionres.com and sign up for the regular email newsletter.